Are you 50 plus, stuck in the 9-to-5 world, and looking for something more fulfilling? Maybe you're already retired and are seeking a new purpose in life. Have you thought about starting your own business? Welcome to Silver Linings with your host, Karen George, here on Inspired News Radio. During each show, Karen will talk with fascinating people who have started new businesses after the age of 50. You'll hear their stories, find out what prompted them to start their businesses, and hopefully take away some nuggets of wisdom that will assist you in the search for your own silver linings. And now, the host of Silver Linings, Karen George.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Karen. Thanks for tuning in today to Silver Linings right here on Inspired News Radio. My guest today is Julie Parker, owner and founder of Your Inner Blueprint. Julie has a very unique and definitely out-of-the-box skill. She reads faces, so I'm fascinated to learn more about it. Julie, thanks for joining me today.
Karen, thanks for having me. It's great to be here with you.
Please start off by telling us a little bit about yourself.
Well, tell me what you want to know. I'm originally from Chicago. I've been in Houston about close to 36 years. I raised my son on my own. He's now 30, married, and he and his wife have their own business. I come from a corporate background and kind of stumbled upon this concept. And I was actually looking to get out of what I was doing in corporate. And
what was that? What did you do?
I was an analyst in the oil and gas industry.
Oh, wow. That's a definite change.
Very, <you're now. laughs> Very different. But so
go ahead.
I just felt like there was something pulling me to do something different. And I thought, well, what do I do? So I thought one of the things that I've been passionate about all my life is nutrition and food and healing through food. And nutrition and that kind of thing, and alternative medicine. So through one of the classes that I was taking online, because I wanted to become a nutritional coach, one of my classmates introduced me to, or she kind of, through some things that had happened, I was led to a website where I discovered face reading. And then having a session of my own, because it seems so fascinating and, you know, intriguing, mm-hmm. I was just blown away with the information just from pictures that I'd sent and my birth date and person knew nothing about me. So
you just happened upon this website.
Well, I was actually, let me back up a little bit. I didn't know how deep you wanted me to go here, but one of my colleagues in this private Facebook group was collecting everybody's birth date numbers. And she said, you know, I'll give you your numbers if you want them. So everybody was putting in their numbers and I thought, okay, I'll play.
Right.
So I put my birth date in, I got these number back and I thought, well, now what? What about him?
right. What do I do with this?
Right. So I submitted him and I got him back and she said, oh, here, go to the author's website. You'll find it there. You'll get information there. Well, there was nothing about the birthday in the website. So I thought, well, I saw face reading there and I thought if I schedule a reading, maybe I can get, you know, information about what this birthday meant, birthday numbers were. So I did. I scheduled an appointment, submitted my pictures, my birthday, and holy cow, what came back was crazy. I was like, wow. You've never met me, you know nothing about me. Oh my gosh, you just enlightened me about so many questions I had for decades. It was crazy. So I had to learn more. And I said, you know, she said, well, I have a workshop coming up in a couple, I think it was like 2 or 3 months later. So I flew out to California, took a 4-day workshop.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We were all in.
I was crazy. I mean, it was really, really interesting and really cool. And then she said she was having a training in a couple months. But I had to read her books and I was like, you know, is it too soon for me? Is it okay for me to participate in the training? She said, if you can read my books 3 times before you get, I mean, she had 3 books and I thought, I'm not that fast of a reader. I don't know if I can do this. But I went out for, it was a 6-day training, long intensive training. It was amazing. And then I came back and I was working contract at the time and there was a layoff. And I was like, you know, this is a kick in the pants I needed because I really didn't want to be there anyway. I was like,
How things just work out the way they're supposed to.
Yeah. So, Yeah. So I actually contacted her and I said, okay, just got laid off. What do you think? And she goes, well, I hate to toot my own horn, but you are pretty good at this. She goes, just go start reading, you know, go to fairs and just practice getting readings in. And it was just, I actually, you know, everybody I could, I practiced on, I asked if I could read them. So yeah, it was really interesting. So that's kind of how I got into it.
And you started your business in 2015?
Yes.
So tell me what that was like. How did you start getting clients?
And well, I'll tell you what, talk about crazy. If anybody had told me all what it took to actually start a business and all the things I'd be doing, I mean, I never thought I'd be public speaking. I never thought I'd be leading workshops and working one-on-one with, you know, private clients to, you know, in programs. I would have said you're nuts. But it's a huge transition from one thing being paid, you know, every 2 weeks, regularly going to a, you know, working, you know, a certain time frame and then getting paid for it, and then transitioning into, okay, you're paid per gig or per program that you sell. That's completely different. Very, very different. And working for yourself, you know, you don't, unless you've done it before, it's an interesting and unusual concept to grasp.
Yeah, there's a lot of adjustments to, it's very different working for yourself.
Yes.
And you work from your home, correct?
Yes.
And so I'm sure there's a lot of interruptions and that kind of thing.
It can be very easily interrupted. Yeah. It's like, oh, I think I want to do laundry, or, you know, I don't want to make this call. I'll go for a walk. Or I'll
right. Oh, it's such a nice day.
It's
like,
I'm so pretty out. I hate to be inside.
To get into the routine, the self-discipline, and all of that, and setting goals for yourself and accountability. And do you work with anybody? I mean, do you have like an accountability partner or work with someone like a business buddy?
Well, I have in the past had been a part of masterminds. So we would kind of hold each other accountable there and have goals and things that we would reach towards and have to actually admit them out loud.
Right.
And then, you know, people would either contribute to that or ask questions about it, or just, you know, it was a really a good support system in that respect. So yeah, there have been situations like that, which have been helpful.
It sounds like you weren't used to speaking in public.
Never spoken in public before.
Oh, wow.
Can I just share with you? I have a dear, dear friend and coach who, you know, I told her what I was going to do, and she said, oh, great, I'm having a workshop. Why don't you come and do readings at lunchtime and afterwards? And I was like, oh. And she said, oh, and then you can come up and tell everybody what you're doing. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Right. We're just talking like maybe 10 people sitting in a little horseshoe, you know. Uh-huh. She was at the front of it, and everyone was just really nice, sweet people. I was sweating. I was shaking. I mean, my palms were sweaty, and my heart was racing, and literally, she stood there with me. I kept backing up, and she kept pushing me. I'm like, I don't want to do this. And she was also the first one who, I guess all my first experiences were with her. It was amazing. So that was one. And then there was another one where she said, hey, how about if I interview you? And I was like, okay, we videotaped it. We had our friend who's a videographer come and tape it. Oh, I was stumbling over my words. I mean, I couldn't get my thoughts together. I was nervous as well. And I was like, oh, they're going to probably just say, forget it, because you're too nervous. And we're kind of losing patience here. But they were great. It worked out really well. And then through her, I was asked to speak at a, it was a fundraiser. So I was speaking for 45 minutes.
Wow.
And then also doing readings, just little like 10, 20 minute readings, you know, throughout that weekend. So I got so scared that didn't sleep the night before. I really wanted to just back out. And then I thought, well, you already, you know, committed to doing this. You can't back out. I felt more bad about backing out than I did about, you know, it was just, yeah. So, but I did it, and actually I got into it. It was actually quite fun. So wow. I thought, well, I think I want to do a little more of this. This is actually kind of neat.
Oh, that's great. So it was like a process over a period of time where you became more comfortable with public speaking.
Yes. I mean, there's still a touch of anxiety, but I enjoy it. So I like to connect with people I'm speaking with or to, and kind of make it like a, you know, they come up and I'll do demonstrations, little mini demos. And so we all kind of interact together and it's a lot of fun. So, yeah.
That's great. Well, I was looking at your website in preparation for our talk today.
Yeah.
And I find it interesting. Well, actually, I did watch a couple of the brief videos where you're doing readings for different people. And mm-hmm. I knew a couple of the people on there. So I thought, I'll watch those. And it was pretty interesting when you hit upon something and the person's reaction, like, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell me about the process. What do you do? Like when somebody wants a reading, what do they do?
Well, it can either be done over the phone, in person, or by Zoom if they're not local. If they're not local, I'll have them send, even though we do it by Zoom, if it's long distance, I still like to have pictures that I can kind of go to because you never know if the camera's going to be clear,
right,
lighting, or you know what you're going to see. And I like to see as clear a photo as possible. So I tell them what types of pictures to send me, and I also send their birthday as well. So I get that information. And so they send specific types of frontal views and then profile views.
Uh-huh.
So, and then in person, I can just look. It's a whole lot easier.
Turn around.
Right. But I also like to see people's reactions because I get a lot of information. I mean, I'm empathic as well. So I get a lot of information from looking at them and being in their presence.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just, you know, depending on what kind of reading they want, you know, some clients want to find out why they're stuck, or they're just curious, or maybe there's something going on in their life. They're not feeling well, or they just feel like they'd like some guidance and this is intriguing for them.
Mm-hmm.
Actually last weekend I spoke at a women's event and just did little 15-minute readings after I spoke. I felt bad because I walked off without a box of Kleenex. I normally always have a box of Kleenex because everybody cries.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, I forgot that Kleenex. I'm so sorry. But, you know, it really, what happens is people really kind of lose themselves. And this is kind of little breadcrumbs. I mean, I can look in their face and see what their nature is. I mean, this really interprets their, it's like a GPS of who the person is.
Oh, that's a great analogy. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like a map of their personality, their characteristics, their behaviors, their skills, et cetera. So, and it's just like a roadmap of who they are. So when I find something that's off, it'll spark something within them, either happy or, and it's not a negative thing. Most people think, you know, when they hear face reading, it's like, oh my gosh, she's going to know my thoughts, my deepest, darkest secrets. She's going to predict the future. No, not even close. And they put, you know, they hand the face, oh my gosh, go away.
But relax. No,
yeah, deep dark secrets. Exactly. But when they experience it, they have so much fun. They want more. Because one, people love hearing about themselves. Two, oh, right. When it's something unusual like this, they're like, ooh, what can you see? But it's really acknowledging who they are, that people feel seen, they feel heard, they feel acknowledged, respected, appreciated. And what I discovered when I had my first reading was things that I had been criticizing and judging myself for, she had shed positive light on and was actually was a, it was a gift. It was, you know, something good.
Like, so I thought, like reframing it.
Yes, exactly. I thought, oh, there's a reason for this and it's not a negative thing. So like I said, people think it's going to be negative, and it's really, I want people to come back or enjoy their experience.
Right.
So even if I do see something that's might not come up as positive or pleasant for them, I won't, you know, I'll share only the positive things. Now, if someone's coming to me for a dating situation and they've got a picture of someone they're curious about and I see something dangerous, I will share that. Because I do, as a bonus for people coming in for dating, I'll share danger signs for them to run from. Like if a person's emotionally unstable, or if it looks like they're obsessive compulsive, might have like addictive personality or that kind of thing, or just has a bad energy coming from their eyes, or just something that might not be compatible with who they are, what they're looking for, I'm going to share that.
I saw a little snippet of a video where you were reading the photograph of a woman's boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. For her, that turned out to be really good. So.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah. It was a positive one.
That is so fascinating. So it's not just a one-time experience. They can come to you again. They can have
another session. Well, here's the thing. There's the individual sessions, which are great. The readings, which I tell them about them. They might have a partner that they're curious about, or a child, or a sibling, or who knows, a coworker or something that they either want to know more about just for informational purposes, or if they're having a hard time getting along. So like, who was it? Yeah. So a gal I'm doing some work with right now, she said it came up that she and her significant other were having some difficulties. And I said, okay, do you want to, it would give you more insight as to what I do and also how the client, what it's like for the client. So she said, yeah. I said, all right, send me some pictures and send me your birth dates. So she goes, holy cow, within like minutes, you come up with what has taken me 7 years to learn painfully.
Wow.
But I also gave her insight as to better approaches for how to interact with him better to get what she wants. So it's a win-win for both. Because he's this, doesn't want to stir the pot, but also snap to it, you know, bottom liner kind of a person. And she's like, he wants to move on and get going. And she's like, why aren't you responding to me in the way that I want you? And kind of the way I look at it is, people unknowingly have unreasonable expectations of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't realize that the other person doesn't know what their expectations are, or it's like asking them to provide something they can't. It's just not in them. So why punish them for doing that?
Right.
And if you don't have this information, you won't know. So I say unknowingly. So yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, you've kind of addressed how people can use this information for their personal lives, but
right.
How can they also use it professionally?
Okay, so professionally, I was looking for a way for people to help more people and leverage my time and on a bigger level. So, for instance, people in business development or sales, I don't teach you how to sell. Uh-huh. I teach you how to interact with somebody quickly, how to read them without actually learning how to read a person's face, but just I pulled specific features that directly relate to sales, or like how someone spends money, how they want information given to them, how they want to be interacted with, things like that. So they can know at a glance without saying, okay, what's your personality profile, and completely cutting off the whole initial few second opinion of each other, whether they want to interact with them or not, but can see if a person's spiritual, or if they're like comical, if they're like, if they want things delivered quickly, if you should speak slower, speak quicker, if you should give them stats, if they're going to be curious, if you need to have backup information to prove what you're telling them. I mean, there's so many different things that go on, but this is quick.
So they're using not only the information they know about themselves, like their own.
Yes, they understand. Yes.
But also looking at the person.
Whoever, exactly.
Communicating with.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. That is.
So or if you're hiring somebody, like I had a gal, she's actually a friend of mine. She said her mother was having difficulty with her financial advisor or investor. I don't know some kind of financial person in her life. So she asked me if I would read him. So she sent me, emailed me a picture of him. And I was like, oh dear, I would not hire this man to do my finances. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So she said, well, it's funny because every time I ask him about my finances, he gets his feelings he gets his feelings hurt and says, I don't trust him. And she goes, and he wears like very expensive clothing, drives expensive cars. And she said, you know, he hasn't really shown me anything positive with the growth of my money. And I thought, well, this is a business deal. It's not about feelings.
Mm-hmm.
This is your money. So her daughter and I agreed that not a person to do business with. Or like if you're hiring a caregiver for a child or a parent, you want to know and make sure that they're going to be
right
suited for that role. And actually my friend who I was talking about earlier, she's got some rental properties, and she had one that came up that she was had some people she was curious about. So she sent me the driver's license pictures, no less. And I was like, oh my gosh, please don't send me these lines everywhere. I don't know if I can give you the information I want to.
Does anyone make a good driver's license?
Yeah, exactly. Right. I was like, I don't know if this is like a natural look or if it was just like a deer in the headlight look. Oh, by the way, we're taking a picture now. So I didn't know if it was natural state or not. So I read as much as I could, and she was thrilled. She said they're working out really well. And thanks to the reading, she knew what she was getting into with them, and she felt comfortable letting them rent from her.
Oh, that's good.
And then also, like, I wish I had known this when my son was younger. Would have saved me a lot of grief, and him, to be fair. But wow, crazy.
I saw on your website that you have a complimentary PDF that has noses and chins and eyebrows.
I do.
So I printed that off and looked at it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah. So that kind of leads us into the next question. How can people learn more about you?
So they can go to my website, which is www.yourinnerblueprint.com. That's INNER, not INTER. So, or they can email me at julie@yourinnerblueprint.com. And yeah, reach me that way. Or on Facebook, it's under facebook.com/Julie Parker Biz, B-I-Z. And I just went with Julie. I think it's Parker_ on Instagram.
Okay. And you also have some videos on YouTube.
I do.
I will put that link on my personality page on Inspired News Radio.
Thank you.
They can just click right on the link. So everyone, the links to Julie's website, her Facebook, Instagram, YouTube channel, and also you're on LinkedIn. So all of those links will be on there. And if you want, we could put the link to the PDF if you
Perfect.
Want.
If you Perfect. Want to. That would be great.
Or people could just go to the website and get that. But it's really interesting. It's cool, people. Yeah. You should look at it. So earlier in our conversation, you mentioned that if you had been known how much was involved in starting a business.
Yes.
Other people tell me, I would have thought twice.
Yeah, exactly.
What advice can you give for folks who are 50 plus, it's our audience, who are thinking about starting a business, or maybe they've already started and they go, whoa, I should have done that first.
Yeah. For one thing, delegate. Find people that you trust and rely to delegate to. Don't try and do it all yourself because you can't. It's just, it gets overwhelming and it can be inundating. Also, find some coaches who are good at what they do so that they can help you along. I sold my first hire ticket package or program with my coach's training. And it was so easy and so smooth. I was like, oh my gosh, really? Wow. This happened? Oh my, I mean, I was trying to do a happy dance. I was like, I can't do a happy dance because she's right here. But wow, it worked. So, and pick a direction that works for you, whether it's for marketing. Social marketing is like half of it right there. And if once you really realize who your market is, and don't be afraid to niche down. Pick what area you want to focus on, or what social media, if you want to do social media, don't be afraid and know ahead of time that you're going to have to do things that are not within your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to freak you out, but that's to help you grow.
Right. Right. I think that's what is so much about that, like continuing to step out of your comfort zone.
Exactly. You'll be amazed at it's not going to be perfect at first, but the more you practice, the more you give into that and really refine it, the better you'll be. And you'll look back and think, wow, I was really afraid of that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So easy now, and I'm
it's
so
amazing what we can do when we get out of our own way.
Exactly. Exactly. But yeah. And just don't do it all yourself. It's just there's no reason. And also invest in other people. They're worth their weight in gold when you delegate, because it frees you up.
Right.
Yeah.
To grow your business, spend your time.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Well, Julie, thanks so much for that wonderful advice. And
you're welcome.
This has been a fascinating conversation. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. It's been great talking with you today.
You've been listening to Silver Linings on InspiredNewsRadio.com with your host, Karen George. Tune in regularly to hear more stories from people who have started businesses after age 50. Remember, it's never too late to find your silver linings.